Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
A lot of talk about the budget in today's papers. If you've nothing else to write about the budget. Irish Independent, TDs seek largest ever rise for pensioners in the budget. More kite flying today. We got used to the pension rising by a fiver in a budget. Now the talk is that it could go up by €20 a week. Apparently, the three coalition leaders are under pressure to announce the biggest single increase ever to the weekly pension in October's budget. Cross-party backbench TDs want Minister Pascal Donoghue to add €20 a week to the payment to win over older voters before an election. I said a fiver, but actually last year the pension went up by €12 and they're hoping this year it'll go up by 20. Continuing the theme where politicians believe that it's older people who go and vote, and if you throw a few quid at them that they'll give you their vote. Apparently backbenchers from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are urging their party's senior figures to treat pensions separately from other welfare payments. Also looking at the budget is the Irish Times on the front page. Ministers are considering cutting the VAT rate on internet connections as part of the budget. And this means that you could save €40 a year on your internet bills. Two sources have confirmed that a cut to the VAT rate for internet connections is under consideration, which would result in savings of more than €40 on a consumer's yearly bill, as well as offering savings to businesses. And the budget, of course, is on October 1st. Also, the papers today speculating that there could be a tax on vapes. That work has been done on that, and we could see, like in other countries, a higher tax on vapes and e-cigarettes. So that's all the budget talk in the papers today. The other big story on the front of the Irish Times is about Derry O'Rourke, former international swimming coach, and Gardaí suspect that he abused significantly more victims than those who have come forward so far to expose him as a serial offender. The now 78-year-old, jailed yesterday for 10 years by Miss Justice Melanie Greedy for the rape and indecent assault of a girl over 9 months in October 1989. His victim was a young swimmer, aged 13 at the time, and it was the fifth time Derry O'Rourke was sentenced by the courts for child sexual abuse. Gardaí now hope that other victims will come forward. In the cases to date, there have been at least 19 victims. So a serial offender there, Derry O'Rourke. The Irish Daily Mail fears over alarming increase in conspiracy theorists. A remarkable survey by the Electoral Commission revealing a high prevalence of anti-immigration conspiracy theorist views among voters. Just to give you a snapshot of it, a fifth, I think it's 22% of Irish voters surveyed by the Electoral Commission believe that the government is bringing in people from abroad to replace them because they're more obedient voters. So that's the mentality of a fifth of people out there. And a senior analyst now has told the Daily Mail that they're expressing deep concern at the new poll that found one in five Irish people believe in conspiracy theories. The expert said that while there has been an increase in support for views since the pandemic, and what they're saying is with the most prominent conspiracy theories in Ireland having migration at their core. This is Kieran O'Connor, who works at the Institute for Strategic Dialogue. So this has gone up since the pandemic. More and more people believing these conspiracy theories. So something will have to be done about that. The Irish Daily Star, end of the road, Connor. And then the Irish Sun, con the buses. The Irish Sun says Conor McGregor will be forced to take the bus after being banned from driving for 2 years. He narrowly avoided being jailed after a cop caught him driving erratically and a judge told him this is an appalling series of breaches for the road traffic rules. So the photograph on the Sun is of Conor McGregor beside some Dublin buses. Of course, he'll have a driver. He won't be getting on a Dublin bus. Inside the papers, the road safety never far from the headlines these days. The Irish Independent tells us that the Department of Transport is going to study the danger posed by dashboard technology built into cars as road deaths increase. So in the past, you just had your car radio really on the dashboard and your climate control. But now they've these huge computer screens, so touch screens and control panels, and the Department of Transport is going to look at them to examine how much of a distraction they cause drivers. Minister James Lawless said while technology can be helpful, watching videos while driving, probably not the best idea for road safety. So this is something that the department is going to look at. I was in an Uber in Boston, and I won't mention the name of the car brand, but it was like having a TV screen on the dashboard. So the size of the screen was ridiculous, and that has to be a distraction for drivers. It looks like Sinead O'Connor is going to have a statue in her honour in Dublin. The Star says that Dublin's new Lord Mayor is backing calls for a public statue of Sinead O'Connor. Now, there is a policy in Dublin, I don't know about in other parts of the country, where you have to be 20 years dead before you can have a statue erected in your honour, but James Gagan has said he would consider changing that policy. A famous person must be dead for 2 decades at least before a commemoration statue of them can go up, but the Lord Mayor says this policy is too inflexible and he's open to changing the rules to honour the late Sinead O'Connor, saying it's hard to think of anyone as iconic, so keep an eye out for that. Or maybe they might do a statue in Bray, which she loved so much. Bit of TV news from the Mail. Blind Date is coming back and coming to Ireland. Apparently, Dearan Garrahy wants to present Blind Date, the Mail can reveal. She is away at the moment on holidays, but she's hatching plans with her future husband, Mark Meegan, to bring a variation of Blind Date, the 1990s dating show, to Irish screens. And apparently they want to be Ireland's answer to Cilla Black and Ara Graham. Ara Graham was the voiceover on Blind Date, in case you'd forgotten. So Dearan wants to be Cilla and her husband wants to be Ara Graham. And they want to recreate Blind Date, because apparently dating shows are still hugely popular when you look at things like Love Island and Married at First Sight. Also in the papers, there's a survey in The Eye about where we keep our snacks. More than half of adults lie about the snacks they have, and they hide them around the house to keep them out of sight from those they live with. According to research, 51% of people surveyed say there would be a serious risk of the snacks disappearing if they were left in a communal area. The top places to hide snacks were the kitchen cupboard. You're not really hiding your snack if you have it in the kitchen in a cupboard, but anyway, that's the number one secret hiding place, followed by a secret drawer, a bedside table, a wardrobe. Some people have a box in their bedroom where they keep their snacks. Also, they have a drawer at work. Some put them in a cereal box. Some put snacks in the underwear drawer. Some have them in their coat pocket. And for a percentage of people, they hide their snacks out in the car, in the glove box of the car, and then go out every time they fancy a treat. Final story comes from the Irish Sun. If you're working in an office and find yourself getting tired in the afternoon, well, you're not alone, because 2/3 of office workers have an energy slump in the afternoon. And the exact time has been revealed. It's 2:12 PM. That's the time when you have your energy slump. Employees are blaming sitting at their desk too long, a bad night's sleep, and a big lunch for their afternoon lull. 1/3 of the 1,000 people polled said coffee helped them power through the rest of the day, while 13% claim that a power nap was their secret. Don't know where you're going for a power nap in the office, but some people are getting away with it. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.